Welcome to Corazont Technologies, home of the Digital Executive Podcast.
Welcome to the Digital Executive. Today's guest is Larry Pang. Larry Pang is the founding member and head of business development at IoTeX, which combines blockchain, secure hardware, and confidential computing to enable the next generation of privacy-protecting IoT devices and networks. Larry graduated from MIT in 2013 and spent 5 years as a management consultant at Oliver Wyman, a top strategy consulting firm, where he completed 15 digital transformation projects for Fortune 500 clients. At IoTeX, Larry develops partnerships with a global network of chip device manufacturers and application builders to empower new use cases on the IoTeX network. Well, good afternoon, Larry. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me, Brian.
Awesome, Larry. This is exciting. I want to talk about IoTeX today, and I've got some questions here for you. So let me just jump right into those. Larry, you've got a strong background in consulting, technology, analytics, and now leading in the IoT space out in the Valley, Silicon Valley. Could you share with our audience what drives you and what contributed to your success?
Yeah, just a little background on myself. So I grew up in Los Angeles, went to school at MIT, spent about 5 years in the consulting space, in the management consulting space before joining IoTeX. And, you know, throughout, you know, I think the common denominator across, you know, college, first job, and now this more kind of leadership role at a startup is I've had a really big focus on just learning how to learn. I think it's a very simple concept, but throughout college, taking a lot of different courses, you know, usually they say when you don't know what you want to do out of college, you go into consulting. So that's what I did, right? I considered it kind of my grad school, but more of a professional flavor to it. You know, throughout my education and my first job, it really allowed me to just test a lot of different projects, a lot of different teams, working styles, et cetera. So yeah, I think the short sprints on a lot of different topics, you know, consulting, you're doing projects 3 months in a certain city and then the next 3 months in a certain city with a completely different team. So I did that for about 5 years. You know, I think I just got a lot of different experiences through that, working for different types of banks, financial market utilities, and enterprises. So carrying that into my role now at IoTeX, you know, I think the ability to learn how to learn in a lot of different capacities makes you understand things from a very fundamental level, right? So when we're talking about innovating and designing brand new solutions, being able to ramp up very quickly, understand the industry, where the gaps are, and identify the opportunities. I think, you know, a lot of things that what I do at IoTeX, and I think just always stemming from that desire to try new things.
Awesome. You know, I appreciate the insight on that. And I know a lot of people, especially in the tech community, startup community, certainly can learn from your insight. So thank you. As you know, Larry, everybody globally has had to make these major shifts just to adapt to the new normal during the pandemic. Could you share with us what you're doing to help your organization stay relevant in this economy?
Yeah, you know, I think just looking at the trends about, you know, trying to predict what the world looks like after this pandemic, right? I think a lot of themes already are jumping out where, you know, people are starting to take more careful look at what their property represents, whether it's in the physical world or the digital world. I think, you know, throughout this pandemic, the privacy of our data, especially when we're talking about things like contact tracing and, you know, other kind of intrusive elements throughout this pandemic, it's really painting a picture of what life is going to look like after, right? I think things are going to normalize. A lot of things that in our daily lives that have changed will go back to normal. But I think the perception and understanding of, you know, what the world looks like in a more digital view, you know, even working from home, different implications on our security and privacy there. You know, those are the things that I'm really paying attention to at IoTeX these days. We track the trends related to kind of the general public's perception of privacy a lot. And we've seen a big growth in that. And, you know, privacy and data ownership is at the core of all of our products that we power with our platform. Yeah, just trying to, you know, make products that people actually desire and time the market in a way that is giving people what they want at the right time.
That's awesome. And what I really like about this kind of period of time, you know, there's that silver lining, right? COVID is not a good thing, obviously, but just to highlight, you know, when there is a lot of uncertainty, there seems to be more innovation that happens. And so that's what's been happening the last 6 months. So thank you for sharing what you're all doing. Larry, we are really looking to know what new or emerging technologies your company is leveraging. For example, anything you care to share with our audience that obviously is not proprietary or confidential, but maybe even around blockchain security.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, blockchain, I think, you know, depending on the the level of understanding of blockchain, it has different definitions, different people these days, right? I think, you know, we talk to a lot of people that think blockchain equals Bitcoin. Bitcoin is just one implementation of blockchain technology. To break down what blockchain is, it's kind of like a distributed system where no single owner owns the network. It's kind of collectively maintained and collectively trusted, right? So using this as a tool, it's important to think about blockchain not as the everything fits all solution, but it's a tool to facilitate trust in areas where trust is kind of lacking today, right? So what IoTeX does, we kind of take a different view of blockchain. We use it to power different types of smart devices. So we have a very big focus on the Internet of Things, all of these different smart devices out there. There's about 20 billion in the world today. By 2050, there's going to be about anywhere between 50 to 100 billion of these devices. But that's a whole lot of devices, but it really pales in comparison to the amount of data that these devices are going to be generating. By 2025, there's estimates that 80 zettabytes of data, that's one zettabyte is 1 trillion gigabytes of data. So 80 trillion gigabytes of data are going to be generated by the Internet of Things. And, you know, going back to what I was talking about before, thinking about things from a fundamental level, why is that data not owned by us when they're pretty much derivatives of our physical activities converted into digital form? So we took the challenge of, you know, starting with a device that, you know, is plagued with hacks and data breaches, and that's the security camera industry. So just last month, we launched the first blockchain powered security camera. It's called UCAM, and it's an absolutely private home security camera. We kind of combine blockchain as a tool along with end-to-end encryption and edge computing technologies to basically guarantee that the user is the only one that can access their videos. Not even IoTeX or the hardware partner we manufacture this camera with can view your videos. The way it works is kind of using this, again, blockchain as a tool, as a login mechanism. As we know, blockchain private keys are almost impossible to crack, but they're also self-generated and owned only by the user. So we take that and use it to end-to-end encrypt all the videos and do all the processing on the edge, meaning the camera or the user's mobile phone, which kind of live streams the video from the camera. A lot of these things are design decisions meant to be privacy by design, privacy first. And on top of that, we layer on the functionality. So basically what we created with UCAM is a camera that has all the features you want and expect from a security camera, like motion detection, 1080p video, recording motion detection clips, two-way audio, etc. But it also is built on the foundation of absolute privacy and user-centric design. You know, this is just one instance of the types of devices that IoTeX is working on. We're also doing things with asset trackers, which are more, you know, depending on what asset you attach this tracker to, it gives you a private data stream that makes you have more peace of mind when you're using these types of smart devices. And also something we're very excited to jump into is the wearables, the health wearable space, to allow people to start to own their health data, just like they own their smart home videos. You know, in a nutshell, that's kind of what IoTeX does and how we apply blockchain. But again, you know, blockchain is just one layer of our platform, but it serves the role of being kind of like a root of trust for all the devices and users that interact in the network.
That's awesome. And I know there's been a lot of privacy in the news, obviously, California and GDPR from Europe and that sort of thing. So absolutely. I think it's going to be a standard in the future. So you all are well ahead of the game. We appreciate that. Larry, this is the big question. Everybody in my audience would like to know about you. Could you share something from your career experience that would be helpful for those looking to grow their career in technology or even leadership?
Yeah, you know, I think, you know, I've already mentioned kind of the learning to learn kind of cycle. And I think that's like a daily practice that we can all build into our lives, right? Having a schedule, having a routine, and building this type of, you know, learning something new every day is a great kind of practice to have, right? A broader perspective, I think something that's helped me grow my career in technology and leadership is just, you know, being on top of different trends, not only on the technological side, but at the intersection of, you know, what I consider to be three very important factors, which is regulation, culture, and technology. Kind of the intersection of these three very important pillars will decide kind of the adoption rate from consumers. Even if the best tech is out there, if culture and kind of adoption is not ready for it, then it's not going to go anywhere. If regulation is a big barrier to entry, then that's something to consider. You know, I think I've made a decently successful career so far, kind of sitting at the intersection of front office, business, technology, operations, and finance, kind of sitting at the intersection and translating and being kind of the translator amongst these different functions. But outside of your existing organization, understanding how trends in culture, trends in regulation, and trends in technology really fuels the evolution of the products we use every day in our personal and professional lives, I would say that would be something to just always keep in mind as you progress during your careers.
Thanks for sharing. I appreciate that insight. It's exciting to see what you've done so far in your career, and I just wish you continued success. Larry, thank you again. It was a pleasure having you on today, and I look forward to speaking with you real soon.
Thank you so much. Yeah, if you guys want to check out more about IoTeX, just check out our website, iotex.io. Stay tuned for more privacy-preserving and user-centric products. Thanks so much for having me, Brian.
Bye for now.